Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From a reward for a missing cockatoo to a velodrome in Limerick, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie has a roundup of the stories from around the country this week. Good afternoon, Shane.
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So let's talk about the dolphins that were rescued in County Louth.
Yeah, and actually, have you ever been to Blackrock Beach?
I have.
So I'm not surprised by this, because anytime I've ever been there, the water is miles away. It's just such a flat entrance into the water that I'm not surprised these dolphins got washed up. Not a usual sight that you'd see in Blackrock, though. But the news this week is that two dolphins were stranded on the beach at Blackrock in Louth, and they were rescued by such a random group of people. So community effort. We had locals involved with the Gardaí, with Dundalk Sub Aqua Search and Rescue, with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, and even a member of the Mary Wallopers.
Oh, right, okay. And successfully rescued?
Yeah, really successfully, thank God. So how it started out was there's a photographer called Sean McMahon and Andrew Hendy from the Mary Wallopers. They go off on paddle boards out in Blackrock on a Friday evening. An elderly couple came up to them and said that they needed help. There were two dolphins that had been washed up on the beach after a very high tide. They found the dolphins behind the old boathouse in a state of panic. And the panic set in because the tide was going out very, very quickly. They thought they could carry the dolphins out on the boards, but then they found out that putting dolphins on paddle boards could damage their fins, which are very delicate, wouldn't have known that. And they had to keep pouring water over them to keep them cool, and then put towels on the dolphins so that they didn't splash water into their blowholes. So you have to think about all these things when you're rescuing dolphins. Anyway, two young boys also got involved, filling buckets of water, and they had to keep people with dogs away from the dolphins. So a big community effort. Thankfully, the dolphins regained their strength and they were able to swim along the river and guided out to the sea by the guys in the water. The whole thing took 3 hours to do.
And the animals then were healthy enough after?
Yes, totally fine, which apparently is rare, because the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group said they were lucky to be able to keep the dolphins alive, because dolphins can only survive a couple of hours out of the water. So a lovely, successful story from Louth.
That's a great story. Mm. All right. Now, this band are the talk of the nation at the moment. Maybe I just want to fly, want to live, but don't want to die. Maybe I just want to breathe. It's not the reuniting of Liam and Noel that we want to talk about. We want to talk about another, perhaps lesser known band member.
Yes.
Who is being honoured in County Offaly.
Yes, you're right. So we go to Offaly for the next story, and we're talking about founder member Tony McCarroll. So Oasis fans, and apparently there are hundreds of thousands of them in Ireland, those fans and music enthusiasts are being invited to celebrate Tony McCarroll with the unveiling of a commemorative plaque, which is on tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Kinnity Parish Hall in Kinnity in County Offaly. And Tony McCarroll, as I say, a founder member of Oasis, he's being honoured at this particular location because he had his first pre-Oasis public performance in Kinnity Parish Hall in the 1980s. Tony is, as I say, a founder member of Oasis. He played drums on their debut album Definitely Maybe, which sold over 8 million albums worldwide, and he also performed on the single Whatever as well and a few other tunes. He says it's a huge honour to be honoured in Kinnity, and he says he's really looking forward to the event. The idea came about not actually to do with the reunion this week. The idea goes as far back as 2019. One of the organisers, John McFadden, said Tony had influenced him to get involved in the music industry, seeing a guy performing in Kinnity Parish Hall and then being on Top of the Pops. And the date is very important because today is the 30th anniversary of Definitely Maybe's release.
It is. So this is coincidence. It's
yeah.
Nothing to do really with what was announced this week.
Planned years in advance. The only thing they had planned this week was because of the album anniversary. And if you're in the area tonight, there's going to be a Q&A with Tony McCarroll at 7 o'clock tonight in Kinnity Community Centre, so fans can get their picture taken. And there'll be a night of Oasis music in Giltraps in Kinnity. So Oasis fans, Offaly the place to be this weekend.
Absolutely. And the hype has begun, so you may as well get involved.
Yes.
If you're a real Oasis fan.
But then go home to bed, because you have to be up at 8 a.m. to get your tickets.
That's exactly right. So let's move to County Wicklow now, and a sad story about a missing cockatoo.
Yes, a rare umbrella cockatoo. And we're talking Wicklow and Kerry here because it's a German woman who recently moved to Kerry who's offering a reward of €5,000 because she wants to be reunited with her cockatoo, which went missing from a Wicklow aviary. Nadia Daum and her partner David O'Duffy left Germany to set up home in Kerry. And right now they're having an aviary built. So you had to put the bird somewhere. So they had this aviary in Wicklow. And obviously the bird, unfortunately, has gone missing. It went missing on July 16th from the Wicklow-based aviary and hasn't been seen since. Now she's going one step further to be reunited with her pet and she's offering a €5,000 cash reward for the safe return of the bird.
Okay, now I know nothing about cockatoos and how far they can fly. Is it likely that it could be found? Will €5,000 make any difference?
Well, she's hoping that it will, first of all, because they're quite expensive. If you want to buy one, it costs around €5,000 in Germany. However, the missing cockatoo also has a condition, an infection, which affects the respiratory system. So I'm not sure how far it would get, but quite extraordinary because they're so unique looking that it's missing since the 16th of July. And I know people will go, it's only a bird, get over it. But Nadia says she's had the cockatoo for 15 years. He was originally a rescue bird. And she says that he really only has time for me, so he wouldn't work for anyone else as a pet. He doesn't like men either.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, but she says that the cockatoo has helped her through a lot of things, like her mother passing away 3 years ago. I miss him terribly, and I just feel like my life will never be the same again.
Aww.
So, a bit of sympathy and a bit of compassion.
Absolutely. And hopefully, if anybody spots a cockatoo in the east of the country, keep it in mind and bring
get
it
in
back
touch.
To
yeah.
Now, I was shocked by this next story. The amount of pubs in this country that have closed in the last nearly 20 years.
Yeah, so it's 2,054 pubs have closed in Ireland since 2005. And if you get the calculator out on that, it's an average of 144 closing down every year. Although what they say is in the past few years since COVID, it's around 144 pubs that are closing every year. Really in rural Ireland too. And as we know, pubs are like community centres in rural Ireland for some of these towns. But the figures were out during the week. We didn't really get a chance to delve into the counties, though. So just to take a moment to say that Limerick, Roscommon, Cork, Tipperary and Laois are the counties with the highest declines, the counties with the most number of pubs closing. Across the country as a whole, though, a quarter of pubs have closed down. So we've lost a quarter of them around Ireland. Dublin, Meath, Wicklow, Kildare and Carlow have low closure rates. So it's kind of an east versus the rest of Ireland.
Yeah, and there's been much talk about Dublin in particular, and that only had
3%. 3%, yeah. And there are areas where it's very expensive to do business, but the pubs there are able to survive. I presume, though, they've diversified a bit. Like, food is huge in pubs now, so if you can provide a food offering, that probably helps. The reasons why pubs are family-run businesses, they say, this is Drinks Industry Group Ireland who did the research, COVID, obviously, because pubs are closed down for so long, and the cost of doing business, because all the costs are going up, including, by the way, the breweries, which have increased the pint and things like that. So we've seen all these increases, and unfortunately, some aren't able to survive.
And just have to look at the way in which young people are socialising now, and a lot of it has nothing to do with the pubs.
I mean, consumption of alcohol is down. A lot of young people, there's a thing called sober curious, where people aren't even totally teetotal, but they just like the idea of going sober for a while. And obviously you have this low alcohol, alcohol free trend as well. So all in all, it's just leading to a lot of pubs closing. But, and I know we've a big issue with drink in Ireland, I will say part of the appeal for tourists of Ireland is the Irish pub and the Irish welcome. So if they're expecting to go down rural Ireland and see a load of pubs, they'll probably be sorely disappointed.
All right. Now, we've already spoken about stranded dolphins, missing cockatoos,
yes.
But now let's talk about dangerous seals.
Yeah, I shouldn't laugh because it was an awful incident for this particular owner. We're going back to Louth. There's a lot going on in Louth this week where the public is being urged to exercise caution at Port Oriel Fishing Harbour in Claverhead after a recent tragic incident in which a dog was attacked by seals and then the poor dog had to be put down due to its injuries. Now, Port Oriel is a very busy fishing harbour. Lots of people go there for fishing, fish and chips.
And fish and chips.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the nice sea views. And the seals have also made it their home there. However, last week's incident is highlighting the need for greater awareness. A dog was swimming in the harbour when it was attacked by several seals, said one councillor, Declan Power. Seals typically aren't actually dangerous, but they are wild and clearly unpredictable. And if they're approached closely or provoked, they clearly felt threatened in some way about this dog. But the level of damage they did to the dog, so severe, it had to be put down. So now what they're saying is don't allow your dogs to swim in Port Oriel Harbour. They need new safety measures in place there. They're going to put up warning signs around the harbour to let visitors know about seal behaviour and keep your dogs on leads. So I thought seals were quite placid, but obviously not.
No, obviously not. Yeah, I'd never heard of a dangerous seal.
Yeah, there you
go. All right, and finally, Shane, something that was highlighted during the Olympic Games is the fact that here in this country, we don't have a cycling velodrome. But that's all going to change.
Yeah, and also the Paralympics as well is showing that Ireland very good at cycling in these events, but maybe a lack of resources there. So in Limerick, we have news that TU Shannon and Cycling Ireland have signed a memorandum of understanding to build a 15.4 million euro indoor velodrome. It's going to be on the north side of Limerick City. Now, it's only a memorandum of understanding, so probably 4 years before it's built, 3-4 years. They're hoping it'll be done by 2027, and it's part of a new sports arena on the TU campus there at Cúna. It'll be an indoor arena constructed from a twin skin pressurised system. I've no clue what that means, but apparently it's something that you use in velodromes. It's going to be based on the design of a velodrome in France called Raymond Poulidor Velodrome. It'll feature a 200 metre cycling track, changing facilities, 476 seats and storage. It's going to be 8,000 square metres, and also there'll be facilities for gymnastics, badminton, volleyball and tennis. This is Ireland embracing Olympics, I think.
Absolutely,
that's the
it definitely
vibe.
Is. That's a great news story as well. Yeah. Shane, thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. Shane Beattie, presenter of Breakfast Briefing here at News Talk. Talk to you soon.
Good to see you, Adrian.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.